What's up, everyone? Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and sometimes crazy side of tech available on the interwebs. We also cover entertainment news, and I try to bring you a little bit of joy at the end of each episode as well. I am your host, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, we're talking about the PlayStation 5. It's finally here. Or at least it's been revealed. We'll show off the hardware and go over the many, many games. All that coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update next. It's so exciting. Sony has just put on the Future of Gaming show and showed off the PlayStation 5, the peripherals, and a whole slew of new games. In all, they showed us over an hour of content, and what a joy it was. I do have to admit that they did disappoint me a bit right out of the gate, though. To start off the show, they showed a look back at some of the games on the PlayStation 4. The final game they showed was GTA 5, which is a great game and has been on the PS3 and the PS4, and now apparently is going to get a release on the PS5 too. I don't want another update of this game. I have played this game 7 times straight through on the single player side of things, and I want the next chapter in the series. If it turns out that Rockstar has only been updating GTA 5 and not actually working on a new entry in the series, they are going to disappoint a lot of fans. Let's just hope that this is just a little taste of what Rockstar has in store for the PlayStation 5. After things got going, though, it was all sunshine and rainbows from there. The next game for the PlayStation 5 is a new Marvel Spider-Man game starring Miles Morales. If you don't know, that's an alternate reality Spider-Man. He was actually featured in the Into the Multiverse movie, and this game looks fantastic.
Now it's your turn. Go be a hero, Miles.
Okay, let's do this.
We only get about 20 seconds of gameplay, but what we can see looks exciting, and it will be interesting to see what the story behind this Spider-Man game is all about. Next was another mainstay of the PlayStation family, the release trailer of Gran Turismo 7. Finally get a full new release in the GT series, and it looks to hold true to its lineage with hyper-detailed vehicles and tracks and a huge variety of vehicles to choose from that you can customize to your heart's content. Let's say that you will be able to tweak the settings on to your heart's content. Ratchet and Clank is also making a return to the PS5 with a game that is comprised of the most beautiful cartoony graphics I have seen yet in a video game. And the story sounds awesome, with the rift developing, allowing our heroes to cross between different dimensions and to do so right in the middle of gameplay. You may be in a bar when a rift opens up and tentacles come down, swallowing everybody up. Then a rift may form below you and send you falling through dimensions. It's the typical Ratchet and Clank gameplay with a few upgrades and a massive boost in processing power.
it is certainly not good.
Great!
Where are we?
Next is Project Athea. It's a 20-second video that looks amazing and appears to be about a girl with extraordinary abilities. This is so far some of the most stunning gameplay yet, and is something any fantasy fan will have to check out. This is followed by Stray. It's a game where you actually play a stray cat. This looks great, but maybe you're a bit more interested in it if you're actually a cat person. Finally, Sony gives us a better look at the new controller as a little tease before revealing some of the most realistic footage that I have ever seen.
Over and over, I relive my first moments on this alien planet. Crash. The attack. My death. Trapped in this endless cycle.
With amazing locales, almost perfect facial animations, and a story that looks to freak even the most hardcore gamer, Returnal looks to be a fast-paced survival shooter that will push the hardware of the PS5. We finally get a Tony the Tiger game. Okay, not really, but we do get to take control of Sackboy again for some 4K platforming action. Sackboy, A Big Adventure, looks to be the same kind of gameplay you would expect, just bigger and better. For those that haven't felt complete since they played their last Twisted Metal game, well, we have what looks to be the next best thing. Destruction All-Stars looks like an updated, less creepy, and more futuristic version of Twisted Metal. That means multiplayer destruction with all your friends should be possible. If you're looking for a long-form fantasy adventure story with amazingly cute graphics and a little bit of a dark side, well, then you should check out Kena: Bridge of Spirits.
You cannot hide your weakness from me. You have no power here.
It looks to be a story for the older young ones with some very tense, dark moments, but it almost looks like it was animated by Pixar. This next one, well, I wasn't sure what to think about it.
You ever feel like you're just waiting for a sign to do that thing you've always meant to do? Sometimes I feel like I'm just standing on the edge of doing great things. But something's holding me back. Maybe it's just nerves. Maybe it's the fear that I'll never be as good as what I imagine when I'm still just standing on the edge. But if we've got nothing else to lose, might as well jump.
It's maybe a teen drama with very cartoony animation that's 2D animation featuring, dinosaurs, maybe? There is really no info on this one. I thought maybe it's an established story from a cartoon that I've never seen before, but looking it up, I actually can't find any other info on it other than the recently revealed trailer for the PS5. I guess we'll find out more in 2021. Oh man, check this out. We are getting a new Oddworld game.
They believed, trusted, followed, and it led them here. The fate of your entire people is up to you.
Oddworld Soulstorm. Looks like it's going to pick up not too long after the last game featuring Abe and put him in the position yet again to save his people. Next is a creepy, psychedelic, first-person shooter, I guess, set in Tokyo. This looks to be a cross between The Witcher, but set in a Watch Dogs-type environment, and it looks awesome. I normally don't like magic in my games. I'm much more of a Call of Duty, GTA type of gamer, but I'll have to check this one out too. Ghostwire Tokyo comes out hopefully sometime in 2021. Next, we have a game that says it's coming out in the holidays of 2020, meaning it should be a launch title for the PS5. The trailer shows humanity rocketing off into the unknown, and a counter shows 400 years passing. And then you're on a desolate world. I can only speculate as to exactly what this game is about, but it looks beautiful, and it looks like there will be a lot to discover. Jet, The Far Shore, should be out by the end of the year. If you're a hack and slash fan, well, you're gonna love this. Taking the hack and slash model to the next level, Godfall looks to get the adrenaline pumping as you show your power against an army of baddies. If you liked God of War, Assassin's Creed, or Devil May Cry, then this is gonna be a game for you. There seems to be a few very artistic and obscure titles on the roster for the PS5 launch, including this one. It's called Solar Ash. Much more than what you see on your screen, but it's intriguing, and I do want to see more when Solar Ash comes out sometime in 2021. To satisfy that side of you looking for a gritty stealth game, oh man, did Sony have a surprise for you.
All your hard work, all your sacrifice, only sped up the process. And now, you find yourself alone.
Hitman 3 will hit the PS5 shortly after launch. Another surprise was a new Astrobot game. Now, the last two Astrobot games had to do with augmented reality and virtual reality. I really wonder what this game is going to show off. Whatever it is, you know it's going to astound and amaze. Astro's Playroom has no release date, but you would have to imagine it's going to launch with the console. Sony then showed off what seems to be a comical action-adventure story that maybe focuses on two main characters. Again, all I know is what's in the trailer, and they don't give many hints as to the story, but show some funny situations, daring battles, and tense moments that span from the mountaintops to the ocean depths and beyond. There's hunting, exploring, climbing, and apparently you can take a bath and have a nap as well. On top of that, there's a dragon. Little Devil Inside is another with no mention of a release date, but I'll let you know when it does come out so you can grab a copy for yourself. NBA 2K21 is staying true to its nature by giving us a small teaser with amazing visuals.
Now, think you got a chance, but I don't see how. Got a real tight grip when I hold that crown. I'm the first one in and the last one out. Whoever owns the place gotta drag me out. I don't mean to sound when I stray. You better just run for your life. Run for your life. Run for your life.
Have you ever had that nightmare where your food comes to life?
Amazing, aren't they? Half bug, half snack. A very recently discovered species, entirely unique to this island. Oh, this one's lively. Beautiful seed patterns. Oh, and it's tasty too. Welcome to the island of bug snacks.
Like a bug and kind of snack. Try to catch them in your trap. Feed somebody and you'll see me or whatever we eat.
Awesome.
Find them hiding in the sand. Tearing up a ketchup patch. Come to snack to violence and discover bug snacks.
Kind of like the movie Sausage Party, Bug Snacks looks to be very entertaining for the kids that have not yet had that particular nightmare of their food coming to life. For the rest of us, it might be a creepy yet cute world to explore, as long as you can get over the rib centipedes and the strawberry spiders. Bug Snacks is set for release next year. There was also a trailer for a game called Demon's Souls, and I'm not going to show it on the show because while it is visually beautiful, it's also the stuff of nightmares. Next, produced like a Quentin Tarantino action flick and just as brutal, Deathloop looks like it will be a fun ride and one of the few trailers that have actually explained some of their story.
Good morning, Black Reef. Another day, another death. Our time loop's fun. For everyone else on this island, this place is paradise. A never-ending party where hunting me is the main attraction. And no matter how I try to escape, they always cut me down. But I'm one stubborn. Every loop, I'm learning a little more, piecing together the puzzle. There's 8 targets, and they all gotta die before midnight. There's just one little snag.
You thought it was going to be easy?
Juliana Blake, Black Reef's protector and a real pain. She may kill me a million times, but eventually, inevitably, I will break this loop.
This is definitely not a kid-friendly game. Deathloop is yet another that did not have a release date. We also got a trailer for Pragmata. It looks cool, but I really have no idea what it's about. And the trailer is just odd, you know, in a kind of good way.
Thank you.
freedom. Our freedom.
See what I mean? Pragmata is supposed to come out sometime in 2022. Another beautiful and epic-looking game that was shown for the PS5 is the next in the Horizon series.
I must find a way to stop it. Or it will get worse and worse.
Horizon Forbidden West also has no release date. And finally, at the end of the hour and 14 minute long presentation, we finally got to see what we've been waiting for, the next generation gaming console that will power the next 8 years of great experiences, both at 4K, but also in VR. With a new controller called the DualSense, a new headset called the Pulse 3D, and a new HD camera and media remote, all matching the current PlayStation VR. The PlayStation 5 will be out later this year. Thank you for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we need to feature on the program, send me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audio Burst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Stay safe and stay healthy, everyone. And now, here's your gaming moment of joy.